I don't know how this isn't all put together yet because I'm still putting it together. We've been doing a lot of study about the gifts and especially in prophecy. And, you know, we are a church that believes in the gifts of the Spirit, you know. And if you are, wonder whether you're a charismatic or not, you know, if you believe that the Holy Spirit still works today and that He gives gifts, then you're charismatic because that's where that word comes from, right? Charisma, meaning gifts of the grace. So, you're charismatic if you believe that the gifts are true. One of the things the Lord's just been connecting the dots with me about this because, you know, if we look at the gifts kind of as things, you know, or just a present like you got or something like that, and not a real manifestation of a person, right, it can make a big difference. You know. But, and these are just familiar verses. I'm going to kind of walk through and connect some dots. Might not have time to do all of it today. And these are just familiar verses to us. We hear all the time about being in Christ. We know that. Very familiar to us. Galatians 2:20, if you've been around Christ, CTK for any, you've heard it about 1,000 times, or more, actually more than that, that I've been crucified with Christ, and it really is no longer I who live, but Jesus lives in me, right? In the life that I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. Okay, we know that. This is in Galatians 3. It says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse, for it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that, in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive, in Christ Jesus, the promise of the Spirit through faith. And we know that Jesus said, you know, that he would baptize us in the Spirit, right? We know that. Galatians 3:27, all of you who are baptized into Christ have then clothed yourself with Christ. So if it's Christ living in me, therefore I'm clothed with Christ, right? I'm in Christ. It's over in Romans. It's kind of going to be a buckshot word, just kind of going out. This is Romans 15, Paul speaking. It says, therefore in Christ I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed. This is how Christ, what Christ did through him. This is what he's saying in verse 19. In the power of signs, or that word is attesting, or miracles that you have in 1 Corinthians 12, the wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and around as far as these other places, he is fully preach the gospel. So you got Paul saying, only thing I'm going to talk about is what Jesus did in me and the signs and wonders that he did through me, right? Familiar verses again in Acts. We've gone over Paul. This is Acts 2:22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst. And you know, this is in Acts 10, you know that Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power, how he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, and God was active within him, okay? So we know that. We know that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, God was acting through him, and the powers and signs and wonders, and all these wonderful gifts that we have. Again, Colossians 1:27 talks about Christ in us, the very hope of glory, and all right, so we start connecting these dots here, that in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about, you know, that's the famous one about the gifts, 12 and 13 and 14, about all the gifts of the Spirit. One thing it talks about that we can't look over is that, or overlook, is that the Holy Spirit, it says in 1 Corinthians 12, baptizes us into the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit. Jesus is in us by the Holy Spirit, and we were baptized now into this awesome body of Christ. So we're in Christ, Christ is in us, but also collectively we are and make up the body of Christ by a bunch of individual bodies, right? Jesus. You know, kind of a bunch of Jesuses come together and make one Jesus. We know that, right? And that word gifts there, is 1 Corinthians 12:4. Uses the word gifts there is the word charisma, right? like I told you. That's where you get the word charismatic from. And the word charisma is rooted in the word grace. The word grace is charis, right? In Ephesians, a couple of good verses there. Well, we'll go to Romans first. Romans 12 is another place that talks about the gifts of God. It's in Romans 12:3. For the grace given to me, I say to everyone, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment. God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and we're individually members of one another. And since we have gifts that differ according to grace given to us, let us exercise them accordingly, right? So we have gifts given by grace. Grace, charis, right? Gifts, charismatic. So the grace given to us by Jesus is, or by God is the gifts, right? Now that I've thoroughly confused you, I'm really trying to make one point, right? In that, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would take of his and make it real to me and give it to me, right? Ephesians 4, Jesus, it says that Jesus gave gifts to men. He ascended on high and he gave gifts to men. It says, therefore, he gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, you know, for the building up of itself in Christ, till every man becomes a mature in Christ, okay? So you have gifts. Did Jesus give the gifts or the Holy Spirit give the gifts? Yes, both are true, right? But if the Holy Spirit's job is to make Jesus real to me, and I've been baptized into the body of Christ, and he placed me in Christ, and he takes every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ and makes it real to me, Ephesians chapter 2 says that in the ages to come, he might show the riches of the glory of his grace, charis, in Christ Jesus, right? So according to Ephesians chapter 2, that where you're seated in Christ forever is he takes the gifts, the grace gifts, and he gives them to me, manifests them to me, right? So are the gifts just a thing, or are the gifts a person? Is it Jesus? Are the gifts the manifestation of the life of Christ living himself in and through me? I would say yes. Because if Paul said, I'll speak nothing except what Christ has accomplished through me and in power and signs and miracles and wonders is the life of Jesus, right? Then that's what the gifts are, the manifestation of Christ. Because it says prophecy, right? Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And when you go back and read 1 Corinthians 12, and it says, you know, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Why does it put that right in there? You know, because he's saying that's what the Holy Spirit does, exalts Jesus as Lord. And so it puts us in the body. We're baptized into the body of Christ with the gifts of his body. It's his life flowing through us. So in essence, we all contain, if we all contain Jesus and we all have the Holy Spirit, then we contain all of him. And we contain all of his gifts. He gave gifts to men, right? So when you're trying to learn about the gifts and you learn to function and flow into the gifts, and at the same time you can try to separate Christ living his life in me, you can't separate the two. It is Christ living in me. The gifts are his life manifesting in me. When he gives me something, it's him, right? It's Jesus, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. So it doesn't speak on his own initiative, but he takes of mine, he'll take of mine, all things have been handed to me by the Father, and then he'll make it real to you in power. Okay, that helps me, and has always helped me in learning about and walking in the gifts, knowing that it's actually a person, it's Jesus, right, living through me. I couldn't, in my mind, a long time ago, it was just confusing to me because I was trying to separate the two. Okay, yeah, that's cool, that's nice, Jesus living through me and being sweet and kind and everything. But then you got the Holy Spirit working in me with power, and you know, it's the same. That is Jesus living in me. When you pray for somebody and they get healed, who heals them? Jesus, right? It is Jesus Christ who heals you. Then the gifts of healing are Jesus, right? Or I pray and there's a miracle. Who did the miracle? Jesus. So the gifts of healing or gifts of miracles or gifts of working of power is Jesus. Or if you get a prophetic word for someone, is that speaking to them, right? I was just reading some books on prophecy. Bill Hammond, James Gall, Graham Cook, all of them say the same thing, and they all bring it to one point or get it, and they all say prophecy is Jesus speaking to his church, you know, speaking to the body. That's true. That is the building up. That's how we build up each other. So that's the gifts are. It's the body of Christ. You've been baptized in Christ. You're placed in him. You're seated with him in the heavenly places. We're one. And so Jesus within us ministers to each other. So we will all grow up to maturity. It's what Ephesians 4 says, right? The stature that belongs to the fullness of Christ. Anyway, we could go on and on. I'm not going to stop there for lack of time. But I want to encourage you that we're to earnestly desire and to walk in all these things, all the gifts that we've been given, right? The life of Christ within us. And so if you want to go for him and go for Jesus and everything that he is and has in you, then that's just part of the deal. That's brown bag stuff, right? That's everyday living it out. No longer I who live, but Jesus Christ living in me, clothing myself with Christ. I put on Christ. It's Christ's life in me by the Holy Spirit, and he's the gifts, just like he's the armor, right? He's all of it. So anyway, maybe that'll help you. I don't know. You may be thoroughly confused, but look at it as a person, and you're in union with him, and that's part of it, right? Not just the love, joy, peace, and all that stuff. It's the signs and wonders, power, right? When he's on earth, he prayed for people. They got healed. He cast out demons. Tells us to go do the same. How to do that? Same Jesus is in us doing it, right? Discernment of spirits, all that stuff is a person. It's Jesus.